Oh, hi. Good evening. This is Walter speaking. Yes, hi, ma'am. Thank you. I'm calling from the Arizona Opinion Surveys. Hope you're doing good so far. I'll be quick, but I'm conducting, which is a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask, which is a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Will you have a few minutes to help us out?
Sure.
Fantastic. Now, may I have your name? Is that okay?
Amy.
Amy, thank you. Now, this was choose which is random, right? You may stop participation at any time, and your individual answer are confidential, just so you know, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Probably 50-50.
50-50? You're not sure? Okay. Now, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Biden? Okay. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Is it white, American, African, Latino or Hispanic, Asian, Native American, mixed race, other do not know or refuse to say?
I'm Hispanic.
Latino or Hispanic? Okay. And may I have your age, please?
24.
Okay. Okay, good. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal? Don't know. Refuse.
I forget. Is liberal like the left?
A liberal?
People would consider left wing.
We can say somewhat liberal or very liberal.
More liberal.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Or do not know?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Okay. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say that they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, and 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10, right? I will start by protecting voting rights and democracy. 0 to 10, or do not know?
You said protecting voting rights for Democrats?
Yes. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
I would say 10.
A 10. Okay, perfect. And banning tobacco products for adults?
Banning them? I don't know about that. Probably like a 5.
A 5. Making college more affordable?
A 10.
A 10, of course. Now, improving K through 12 education?
A 10.
A 10. And lowering, which is the cost of health care and prescription drugs?
A 10 as well.
A 10 as well. Perfect. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Now, do you strongly approve or disapprove, or somewhat approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? Or don't know?
I want to say I don't know because I don't educate too much on what he's doing. Like, I don't really hear much.
It's okay. Now, I'll let you to rate which is your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and furable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfurable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so too. I will start with okay. Joe Biden. How do you feel, 0 to 100?
I'll probably say like an 80.
An 80, okay. And the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
I would say like a 20 because they'd be lying.
Okay, that's perfect. Now, Democrats in Congress?
Democrats in Congress, 100.
100. Okay. Now, I want to read you just a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to a 10 how important that issue is for you, the FDA to be focused on. You say 10 if it's the most important, a 5 it is if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And I'll start by reducing opiate abuse and addiction, including fentanyl. 0 to 10, or do not know?
I would say like a 9.
A 9? Okay. And banning different tobacco products for adults?
I'll say a 5 again.
A 5. And preventing underage tobacco use?
Underage, then yeah, I would say a 9.
A 9. Okay. And removing illegal e-vapors products from the market? 0 to 10, or do not know?
I'll say like 7.
A 7. Okay, good. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support or oppose, or just somewhat, or do not know?
Like, do I agree with the age limit being 21? Is that the question?
Right. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21, correct? So considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support strongly, somewhat, or oppose, or do not know?
I do support it, yes.
Strongly support. Now, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support or oppose this, or somewhat only, or do not know? Somewhat oppose or support?
I support it, just not that strongly.
So that will be somewhat support. Okay. Now, regardless of where do you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Is that much more benefit or harm, or just somewhat more benefit and harm, or do not know?
It's difficult because I think people should have the ability to choose. Maybe it shouldn't be completely banned, but I think there should be options of, like, nicotine-free cigarettes and make them more widely available.
So will you say, is that like somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm?
I would say more benefits, like introducing them is beneficial.
So it's somewhat more benefit to you, or much more benefit?
I'll say somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now, or do not know?
No, definitely other more important issues that they should care about.
Okay, and when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel it's the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? I will start with the prevention and approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring, which is the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibit, right? Also, the next one says harm reduction and approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or do not know. What do you think on this one? When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel it's the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? On the first one, on the second, or do not know?
That's the hard. I'm going to say I don't know.
You'll say you don't know? Okay, we're around 55% complete. So we will continue. Now, I would like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very, or not at all concerned about this happening? And I will start with more dangerous products floating the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all, or do not know?
Do not know.
Do not know. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Are you very concerned? Somewhat, not very, not at all, or do not know?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned, okay. And the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Are you very concerned? Somewhat, not very, not at all, or do not know?
Somewhat.
Somewhat concerned. Okay, perfect. Now, I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Now, I will start with our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to a 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age of 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create just a new class of criminal. 0 to 10, strongly agree or do not agree at all, or do not know?
7.
A 7, perfect. Now, I will continue with the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. 0 to 10, 0 do not agree, and 10 strongly agree, and or do not know, or 5, which is somewhat agree. 0 to 10.
I'll say 5.
A 5. Somewhat agree. Okay. Now, vaping bans are not lead to fewer people vaping. They have instead lead to the large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China floating the market with no safety testing and regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our, you know, borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. 0 to 10, what do you think on this one, or do not know? Do you agree? Do not agree? Somewhat agree. 0 to 10.
I agree that as well, that banning will still cause, like, even more harm, because they're just going to get it from places they shouldn't. So
vaping bans have not lead to fewer people vaping. They have instead lead to large amounts as well. So you are totally strongly agree on this one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, today's adult smokers are disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. When we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. 0 to 10, do you strongly agree or do not agree or somewhat agree or do not know?
Do not know.
Do not know. Okay. Now, we are around 70% complete. We'll continue. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. Is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Considering this, Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support or oppose this, or just somewhat? Or do not know?
Wait, can you go over that one more time?
Yes. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, right? So I would like to ask you this again. So considering this, do you support or oppose? Well, first of all, is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21, correct? So considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support or oppose this, or just somewhat, or do not know?
I'll still say somewhat.
Somewhat oppose or support?
I somewhat oppose.
Oppose? Okay. Now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, oppose, or just somewhat support or oppose this, or you do not know?
I somewhat support.
Somewhat support, okay. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? And is that much more benefit or harm, or just somewhat more benefit or harm, or do not know?
I'm not sure, but I will have to wrap up the questions. That's all I'll be able to answer for right now.
Okay, we're 73% complete, man. We're about to finish, actually. Can we actually, I will not take much of your time, which is would be maybe half in a minute. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right, thank you. Now, will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults? Or do you think it will have no impact on your vote? Are you willing to vote for someone who actually supports these bans on tobacco products for adults?
Am I willing to support them?
Yes. Or do you think your vote will have no impact, or do not know?
I don't think it'll have an impact.
It will have no impact? Okay. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Heat nut burn tobacco products?
No.
No. Cigars?
No.
Beer?
You said beer?
Yeah, beer.
No.
No. Soda, pop soda?
Yes.
Okay. Smokeless tobacco such as Deep or a Chew?
No.
No. Coffee?
Yes.
Yes. Liquor or spirits?
No.
No. Wine?
Yes.
Yes. Pipe tobacco?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
Yes, but it's not nicotine. It's like more like weed, so I'm going to say no.
Okay, e-vapor products, okay. Cigarettes?
No.
No, okay. Now, we're 90% complete, so we're almost done. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for aesthetical purposes only. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? And I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when we get to your category. So I'll start with 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc., or do not know?
Well, I have my associate, so that would be like some college or?
Right. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow? Do not know?
No, single.
You're single? And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No? And which of the following best describes how you think your current economic situation is? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income, or do not know?
Probably, yeah, lower.
No, okay. Now, are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Does that apply to you or someone in your household or both?
Nope.
Nope. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yes.
Okay, this concludes which is our survey. Thank you very much for your participation in answering all my questions, ma'am. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Be safe, okay?
All right.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.